evictions proceedings are on hold while Illinois grapples with COVID-19.
That doesn't mean that landlords aren't filing eviction notices. It just means the courts aren't following through with them. So they're queuing up at the court level.
That's Chris Schaffner, Program Director at Jolt Harm Reduction. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies. Whether it's work or play, On Deck is your local source for community happenings brought to you by local partners. Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unland.com and pekininsurance.com.
Today is Wednesday, July 8th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Governor J.B. Pritzker put a stay on evictions during the COVID-19 shutdown. As Dana Vollmer reports, some advocates are worried about what will happen when the stay is lifted.
Landlords haven't legally been able to kick tenants out since mid-March, but some are still trying. Chris Schaffner is program director with Jolt Harm Reduction.
As the state starts opening back up, that doesn't mean that landlords aren't filing eviction notices. It just means the courts aren't following through with them.
Schaffner says that means cases are piling up and a lot of people could potentially get displaced all at once when eviction proceedings resume.
We're even more concerned with what's going to happen to those people if and when they're displaced. Many of them are going to end up on the streets. It's going to be like a huge influx of people going into our shelters. We're just trying to prepare for the worst here.
Evictions are on hold at least through the end of the month. Jolt is partnering with Prairie State Legal Services to host a workshop on renters' rights later this month. For more information, go to WCBU.org. I'm Dina Vollmer.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom today. The Morton Pumpkin Festival is still on for September, but instead of carnival rides, organizers will try to drive people to brick-and-mortar stores. Peoria's census participation has hit a plateau. Citywide, the response rate is about 64%. That rate is closer to 45% in hard-to-count neighborhoods like the South Side and North Valley. Health officials confirmed 8 new confirmed COVID-19 cases Tuesday, bringing the region's total to 757. Find more on these stories and other news at WCBU.org. You're listening to On Deck from WCBU Peoria Public Radio. Officers on the Western Illinois University Board of Trustees serve one-year terms that run in conjunction with the school's fiscal year, which began on July 1st. The same officers who served last year were elected to serve another year, though the process of reappointing them demonstrated the deep divisions on the board. That includes current Peoria Public Schools Board President Doug Shaw. Rich Egger reports.
For the past year, Polly Radar served as chairperson, Doug Shaw as vice chairperson, and Justin Brown as secretary. The vote on a motion to reappoint that slate failed on a 4-4 tie.
I have not had a good year this year because it has been extremely challenging.
That is trustee Greg Aguilar, who criticized Radar's leadership. The balloting was done in secret, so it's unclear how individual board members voted. But once the motion on reappointing the slate failed, the board agreed to vote on each position individually, leading to a lengthy deadlock over whether to reappoint Radosh or promote Doug Shaw to chairperson. Aguilar and Keisha Lang were the most vocal trustees in opposing Radosh. Lang accused Radosh of failing to be inclusive.
I think there were times that leadership was needed and it wasn't there.
Lang also accused Radosh of sharing information with some board members in a timely fashion, but failing to do that with others. Radosh said she began sending trustees written information in December and that she sends it electronically to all of them at the same time. Radosh said prior to December she would call trustees, but said Lang quit taking her calls, and Lang acknowledged she did stop taking calls from the chairperson. Aguilar, who served 3 months as the board's chairperson before being replaced by Radosh, feels he's not always listened to, and he does not like the way business is being handled.
We need inclusive leadership now more than ever, and to be excluded is very hurtful. But I'm still here and I'm still standing. And that's why I want stronger, better leadership so that we can unite as a board.
Aguilar also said some board members were treated poorly during December's closed-door meeting on Western's presidential search, and he's upset that there is no recording of the meeting. He said now no one will know what happened. Radosh said it's unclear whether the recording was erased by human error or mechanical failure. She said the recording device has been replaced. Aguilar also questioned whether there was an underlying reason why some board members supported Radosh, who is white, instead of Shaw, who is black.
You know, I'm just going to throw it out there. Are we afraid of leadership of color? Is that what it is? Because I feel that we never give that an opportunity.
That suggestion did not sit well with trustee Patrick Toomey.
If you were sitting at my family's holiday dinners, you would see an extremely blended family. And I take great offense to that question.
And Radosh replied to Aguilar with a question of her own.
So I'd like to ask, are you uncomfortable with women leadership?
Not at all.
So then why are you trying to displace a woman leader?
Because we haven't experienced through the communities what we just experienced over the past 12 months of obvious acts of prejudice.
Aguilar then went on to criticize what he perceives as a lack of leadership from Radosh. After taking several deadlocked votes, the board broke for lunch. When they returned, Radosh called for another vote. This time it came out 5-3 in favor of Radosh. Board members then voted in favor of retaining Doug Shaw as vice chairperson and Justin Brown as secretary, the same slate proposed some 2 hours earlier. Rich Egger reporting.
Before we let you go, the Peoria Public Schools District 150 School Board meets tonight to discuss potentially changing their school reopening plan. You can expect to find more on this tomorrow on WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies. On Deck helps you start each day with an update on what is happening in your community, brought to you by local partners Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies. Your total insurance solution. More at unland.com and pekininsurance.com.